Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're going to kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're going to get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically intuitive visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know, what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via web, via phone. We appreciate you, all that you do, and just taking time out to vibe out with us on a Tuesday night. So what I'm going to do right now is go ahead and slide into our very first round of Lyrical Cypher, and I hope you guys enjoy. Let's get it.
Even misery loves enough to accompany the suffering kind through antagonistic time toward healing. Crackheads gathering packs, packing pipes to puff the magic hard white devil destruction who makes teeth and beauty disappear into thin. Heirs to thrones abandoned like African language and culture in predominantly African areas of the earth. Nigerian youth forsake Nigerian roots to plant family trees in American soil. Alongside the seeds of despair and toil, they are running from our history. We are running from their future. We have no present, share no connection. A kingdom of divided people falling for everything that glitters and flickers. Gets less than 20 miles per gallon and flashes moving pictures so bright as to cause shooting blindness. Bullets flying on semi-automatic pilot, parting potential community pillars like the Red Seeing. Christ's words reading, Luke 6:39 about the blind leading, rhymes bleeding a sacrifice. In the year of the Patriot Act can get you life behind bars, rap stars write prison sentences. Within record labels fronting freedom by the decibel, using perks to persuade overlooking the decibel. And commas and karma, save whatever sells, records and souls. The murders in your mouth may come back to haunt, but the cars driven and jewels you flaunt like garlic and crucifixes to vampire spirits that don't believe in God or flavor. All of this music tastes the same, like licking razor blades taste the pain. In the whispers of breaking hearts gathering around poetry for the right to heal of salted wounds, but all they see are walking dead and all they hear are talking tombs. Relationships sail full speed into icebergs. Great expectations sink to record depth. The wax flirtation of an art form. My serious contemplation of leaving the stage. And my hair on a barbershop floor in the corner of a yesterday. Taking my tears from the shelf. Breaking the levees in my eyes. The business of art I have allowed to cover my temple's interior with drought and famine. Thirst and hunger for the movement of units. My life is a sales pitch. And then you buy, if I woo you, into the belief that words spoken in the spirit of truth changes minds, as a man thinketh. Soothing music can coat the inside with inspiration to a soul on the brink of decision, needing an ounce of encouragement to climb out of that valley. And I've been to the mountaintop, seen this earth outside the dark. The spirit won't agree with me, walking away from ears, hearing no love, no light, no life worth living. Won't agree with me, sharing my strength and struggle to persevere over satanic intent, even misery. Love's enough to accompany the suffering kind through antagonistic time toward healing. Are we not more than misery?
We were born in 73, fraternal twins creatively. Disconnected by others' opinion, even though our styles vary, we both knew our worth to grace her beauty. We had to be in tune, not in a tune, for within, not saying she never sinned, she was very much human. They claimed she was a goddess because of her deep sixth sense. Truth was told every time she had commenced. Joan of Arc and Harriet Tubman, a leader and a warrior. I was hardly a mention, wasn't sad. I accept being the underdog and underrated. I was okay as long as my sister made it. Lived the dreams through her heartbeats. Every time they tried to lock her up, she manifested heat. Her bars melted, making sure all her listeners felt it. She became very hip, then others tried to emulate her, to hop on her bandwagon. She didn't care, she was loving and forgiving. Allowed sacrifices even if it cost her her ultimate vision. I admit, I should have reached out to her more. One time, I never forget, she gave me some sound advice. I didn't like it. Said some coarse words as we got into our fight. She changed her numerical code. I stayed pushing my gospel, claiming she sold her soul. Out of line as I reacted so hostile, I never appreciated her words while she was here. She was like me. She was pure poetry. She wanted to feel her people pain when I wanted just my world to change. I needed my lyrics, melodically, sonically, as speech. She wanted her words to ride on rugged beats. She wanted the fame, but infamy too. Those dualities I couldn't do. I mounted up with wings and flew. When I was down under fighting the Phoenix, she was in Brooklyn and Bronx, living it up until she popped out and crossed that bridge, intravenously in everyone's bloodstream. I should have been proud that she's gone now. Presently, crossroads are reaching new thresholds by my nephews and nieces, parade around their songs about drugs and Jesus pieces. Trip hop, the trap hop, need expensive cars and added celebrity drops. They were not even close to her psyche. No boom bap, just like Mikey. Wanted to eat everything in life, Sally, but it's not that easy. As eating cereal must include wisdom, I told them, to become imperial. Not gaining any knowledge of the mind, music where lyrics are hard to find. They have some ways like my sis, as they use genres of music to be infused. Still can't get this tainted verbiage a lift. They were blessed by certain great genetics, but rely on sinful vibrations and vocal cybernetics, auto-tuned with no purity of the voice anymore. Become a real harlots for the monetary system. I yet again might lose my next family generation as I pray and tarry for my people to change, not to sell their moral values for this chump change to gain. She's gone, she's gone, and she's gone.
She's gone, she's gone, she's gone, she's gone, oh, she's gone. Lead a life so she'll find her way back home. She's gone, she's gone, she's gone, she's gone, oh, she's gone. Lead a life so she'll find her way back home.
And you get another chance tomorrow. I don't hustle like that. I hustle like this. There's not a second left. You know that tomorrow I'm hustling like there's only one more second left of this hustle.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take none of this personal, but
don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, I let the label got ghosts, and they ain't even had a ton of boasts. Cause I've been, I ain't dropped a song in 3 weeks. They thinking Neil Will wouldn't sleep, but I'm in it still. Like I'm not the LS no more, thinking I don't even kill it no more. Nah, homie, I'm just, don't mention me in your post. Don't invite me to your party or your show, I can't make it because, yeah, I'm still in the G, but you don't really see me out much. But that's only cause I'm They wanna talk about my work ethic. So I work at it and put that. And they turn around in my inbox looking for a verse and they say, yo, I see you. Lies, but I'ma hit you right back. Like, I'ma hit you right back, matter of fact.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, put your hands together.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, well, I ain't finished. I ain't finished.
And I don't feature on a track with nobody, cause they treat the rap game as a hobby, man. They ain't really. They don't even reach out to your boy. They ain't thinking on rap anymore. That's cool, huh? Working on my day job till I get the dream job like G Wood. Man, man. And I do a track for track for track. Matter of fact, back to back, yo, church, by the time I'm 25, no more 8 to 5, I'ma rap to stay alive, I'ma put that. I'm trying to get the sponsorship, so when you see me in Adidas, man, you better believe that, duh. You wanna know why I shine, I'll tell you my secret is simple, the Lord, man. Say, well, you ain't got time to waste, so if you ain't moving forward, it's a waste, just tell
him. Don't bother me, I'm working.
You hear that? I said,
don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take it personal in it all, but
don't bother me, I'm working.
I gotta get to work.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Let's rock,
don't
yo.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Work, yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
If you gonna get this money, you gonna have to go out and get it, man.
Don't,
ain't nobody gonna give you.
Me, I'm working.
You feeling? God sent me here to inspire you.
Don't bother
you understand?
Me, I'm working.
My work to me is more than what you see, more than what it may mean to you, but it is everything to me. You see, the picture that I pose is not all MAC makeup and lip gloss. It is heart and soul and sweat and tears. My worth is priceless. Can't you see? I'm a child of the Most High. My eyes have shed his last tear. I've cried my last cry over you, and here's why. My father told me, my child, I will relieve you of all that ails you, what harms you, what pains you, and what means you no earthly good. But you have to do one thing for me. I said, what is that, father? He said, you have to let go and let me handle it. That's the thing, father. I can't do that. I don't know how to let go of what I love and what I cherish and what I long for. My father said, my child, what is meant will be. And if it don't fit, don't force it. Just relax and let it go. So I asked, what is my worth to you? I penciled X's O in my notebook. Yes, boy, I hooked all over you. Although you're gone, I want to know, when can I see you again? God only knows my heart, so hopefully this is the right choice. I pray every night that he will show me the right sign, that will say that you will be mine. But again, I ask, do you know my worth? Only time will tell. When will I see you again?
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys enjoyed the first round. We actually about to go ahead and slide into the very first round of open mic for anybody who wants to spit, sing, whatever your talent is, as long as we keep it clean and positive. We'd love to have you tonight. And remember, you never know what you have to say might be exactly what someone needs to hear. Also, for anybody who wants to give a shout out, feel free to do so. And also, we're all about support. So if you have something going on in your business, in your community, let us know so we can support you as well. So we got a caller on the line. What's up? What's up? We got Miss Faye in the building. What's up, lady?
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing? Doing great.
It's been
how
a
about
while.
You? I know, man. We missed you.
I'm okay now. I have some things going on.
I understand.
But I'm back.
That's what's up. Are you coming back to Illusions?
Yes, I am. I was out of town this weekend visiting my grandkids.
Oh, man. Well, the next show is the 24th. Love to have you, lady.
I'd love to be there.
That's what's
I got a little
what you got
tonight.
All right.
I got a little something. Hope you like
it. Let's get it. Okay.
Changes all around who we are. Being one way for so long, hard to change. Promised them I would always be the same. Change happens. I fight it. To remain who I am from the start, my mind changed. This is a good place to be. One day I woke to find change is happening all around me. Can't stay who I am, not if there is where I want to be. This figure does not fit my new role. There's going to have to be a new me. Can I remain the same in my soul? I love you, to put it simply. Change my mind. Change my heart. I can feel it, the changes I can see. Changing, expanding, opening my mind. This person you want and need, I want to be. Can't be any less for you. Something inside me is transforming me. Changing into the person I was meant to be. You're everything I need internally. With you, I'm calm. I breathe easy. Sadly, I feel everything I live was a lie. Awakened, changed, I am your beautiful butterfly.
Wow, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
When are you going to send me some tracks, lady?
I'm trying. I've been going through, you know, this thing that we call a love life is hectic.
Uh-huh. You
hear me? You
ain't never lied.
They trying
yes.
to break me.
No.
They're trying to break me. No, you're right. I'm trying to break myself.
They can't do none of you. You don't allow.
Yep. I'm trying to break myself.
But,
because they can't break me. Nope.
That's right. You better speak
it. They get me down for a second.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody gets down for a second, but
indeed.
When you get back up, you just get up stronger.
That's right. You better come out swinging.
Yes. They better come out swinging. How about that?
I know that's right, girl.
Because I'm coming out. When I come back, I'm coming with the big guns.
Oh,
but
I
miss you guys. I miss you.
We'll miss you too, man. It's been a minute.
And
where is
DMX?
DMX is not on the line right now. Right now, I just have you on the line as far as live. But I have callers on the line listening via web. But that's it right now. Right now, it's just you. But maybe they'll get back on tonight. Probably won't be on real long tonight, but we will be on for a minute in a little bit.
Oh, okay. I can entertain y'all. I got some more.
Oh, yeah, please do. Girl, hit me one more before we go on the open mic. I mean, before we go on the, the next round.
All right, let me see. Here you go. Tell me what you think about this. Lost without you. Every hurt you promised to undo. Found what many searched for their whole life. Only found by a few. Amazed at my blessing. What would I do if I couldn't reach out and touch you? To be without you, one breath feels impossible. I thought I was whole. Without you, I'm just a shell. Lost without you. This world holds no memory for me. Our shared happiness is my only history. I will tell our story till the end of time. My dream came true. You are mine. Love has never been this deep. My mind and my heart rhyme. I would be lost without you. I will love you until forever has an end. And then I would ask forever to begin again. That's lost without you.
Girl, you got me over here cussing. I can't cuss on my show. But that was hot.
Woo! Yeah, it's just
that was powerful. man. Like, just beauty, man. And so true, because especially when you find that love. And that's very rare. That's just why I really believe in soulmates and helpmates and, like, just your helpmate, your soulmate. I really believe in that. Because just to have a connection like that is amazing. It's
and
hard
people
to come
don't
by.
Value it.
Exactly.
They don't once they find it, they stop working.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You have
they
to stay
work.
On.
How you stop working?
Exactly. Don't get too comfortable.
Yep. That's what they do.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Get too comfortable and thinking it's never going anywhere and think you don't have to put any more work into it. But you got to put the same work you were putting into it to be in it, period. But I don't know. I don't understand. I talk about this all the time about how people say, we're talking about boredom. You know, I'm a counselor. And I was talking about boredom. And I was saying no 2 seconds are the same. So I can get, how can you get bored with something that never happened? It hadn't happened yet. Like, no 2 days are the same. So how can you get bored already before the second day, the next day appears? Why not be excited about having the next day or the next moment?
Because a lot of people don't get a next moment.
You better say
they
that.
Get a next day. A lot of people don't get a next moment.
Indeed.
So many people didn't wake up this morning.
Thank you. Thank you.
Come on, really?
Exactly. But I really believe that's taking life for granted. Like, a lot of people take life for granted.
You know,
and they're not looking at it. Go ahead.
I grew up with 13 first cousins.
Mm-hmm.
And 4 of them are gone.
Wow.
4 of them are gone. And 2 of them don't talk to me at all. And it's just, hold on. Life is out here, and
mm-hmm.
it's short.
Indeed.
And you got to tell yourself you better go out there and grab it.
Exactly.
Because nobody's not going to knock on your door and give it to you.
Nope.
But I need to tell myself that. I'm like, you know something that's funny? Because you always have the right words for everybody else, but
mm-hmm.
do you ever have the right words for yourself? I need to write that. I should have wrote that down.
I think it's time for you to go ahead and write that, because I say all the time, if you hear yourself, you can heal yourself. Like, you actually have the answer because you are the answer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, when I'm talking to y'all, it's a twofold thing. And I learned that. You know, just when I'm talking to my clients, when I'm talking to you guys, when I'm doing life coaching, when I'm spitting poetry, when I'm writing it's twofold. It touches me before it touches you. So when I give it to you, I know it works. You feel me?
Because
it worked on me before
I
gave it
to you. I got this, it's a poem. I don't even know where it's at right now. I don't remember it. But you start out with yourself.
You have to.
And the reason why I started writing is because I wanted to survive. That's the name of the poem. It's called Survive. I write
mm-hmm.
to survive. I write to make it.
Exactly.
If I don't put it on, if I don't put it on paper, then
mm-hmm.
that's what heals me when I release it.
Exactly.
It's healing.
It is. That's why I want to heal through the arts. That's the whole point of Illusions. We want to lighten and inspire. We want to heal through the arts. You know, through, if it's a radio show, if it's open mic, if it's life coaching, whatever it is that we do, like, I want to be able to give that to you. Whether it's helping you tap into your individuality, whatever it is, you know, giving you a voice. Let's heal through the arts and tap into a better version of yourself. That's the whole point of Illusions. That's why I thank God for that name. Because a lot of people think Illusions is an open mic. It's not. It's a performance arts based business to heal through the arts. Like, we're trying to enlighten, inspire, and make some changes in you. You know, like, some positive changes.
You'd be surprised at how many people are just hurting. And you go to the supermarket, go to the mall, or just walking outside, and you're looking
mm-hmm.
at people, and you don't even know how much they're hurting on the inside.
Indeed. Mm. It's true. Did you hear that piece that I played, Even Misery, by 13 and Ezra?
Yes, and I was sitting here, and I was like, ooh, I had wrote something about that before, and that
I remember.
That was healing. That was healing.
Yes, it is. He's very healing. And he's amazing. I'm actually about to start one off again with him. I hope you enjoy it.
All right.
All right, stay on the line, everybody. And that was Miss Faye in the building, Norphelia. Awesome poet. Always spreading knowledge and wisdom and love, peace, and just tapping into, like, I see you tapping into a better version of yourself, and I'm very proud of you. The moves that you're making, I want you to keep doing what you're doing and keep growing. And you are a beautiful butterfly. So let's get it, you guys. Next round.
The Black Salamander crawled from beneath the rock of propaganda and felt the reflection of the truth in the light of the moon. But he ignored because it was hotter to be cool and gather near the mainstream with the nocturnal fools. But one night his ears were caught by the wise owl that dropped jewels, perched on a branch with a single question: are you beneath the surface? Followed by, what is your life's purpose? Where are you headed? When are you going to accept that life in the creek is worthless? And finally, how does it feel to be touched by something real? The salamander was wordless. And he continued on in the soil of ignorance, though he heard this, but the wise words sparked something new. Something taken for granted by many and understood by few. So the black salamander approached the wise owl one night in secret on his journey to the creek and said, what is this thing? This thing moving inside my head. The owl grinned and said, that is a thought. For you see, a thought sparked correctly might make you respect me, but if you don't respect yourself, then your perception is incorrect. So the salamander still hung in the nocturnal slum, but it wasn't as much fun because he now viewed it from a new perspective. Spent more time pondering, becoming more perceptive, realizing that the mainstream is actually a swamp and one's environment is reflective of personality. So the salamander spent more time with the wise owl and occasionally took a casual stroll down to the swamp. But instead of being wild like he once was, he was calm and reserved. Instead of partaking of the festivities, he chose to observe the actions and the words of his peers. The water moccasin slithered near. He said, it's been a while since I've seen you here. The salamander said, listen, Mr. Moccasin, I no longer mock your sin. So get thee behind me, return to your hell and swim with the murderers and whores, with their rumors and wars, who refuse to put the lamb's blood on the post of their doors. The snake became angry yet riddled with fear, for the salamander's aura shined too bright to stand near. So the black salamander disappeared between the bushes and leaves, feeling free of conformity. He remained under his rock and was thought of abnormally. The next morning he crawled from beneath the rock of doctrine and inhaled his first breath of daylight oxygen, the sun of righteousness shining on him in complete truth. His slimy skin began to secrete a juice. His body stretched. He grew arms and legs. His tiny little head popped open and sprouted dreads. A full-grown black man naked from the swamp he fled until he came upon a garden, beautiful, a place of splendor. A broken vessel fell to his knees, meeting his mender, the black salamander. Or should I say the black salam man, D-E-R. The black peaceful man destroying evil with righteousness. You see, the owl was the prophet. The swamp symbolizes the street. The snake symbolizes the many devils ever ready to sink in their teeth. The rock is a veil of ignorance that we've all hid beneath. And the black salamander is me.
Don't run, don't hide. I found the strength within myself. Don't run, don't hide. I can help you towards heaven, prosperity. Let me lead you the way. Don't run, don't hide. Repent, all ye be baptized in the name of Jesus for remission of sins. Don't run, don't hide. It is necessary that your soul be right. It is necessary that you know which way to go. Don't run, don't hide. Let me show you. Don't blink your eyes. You can die within 1 second of that blink. Don't run, don't hide. Come on, let's be great among God. Let's show him that we are loved, that we love him, and that we love ourselves, that we love others. Don't run, don't hide. Seek and yeek prosperity. Don't run, don't hide. Rah.
Yeah. Yeah. Thinking out loud. Ain't got a meal, but I got a few thou. Dance on the rear, make her say ah. Party over here, moving the crowd. Stepping on stage, more than a two-step. East Coast rave, born in the first state. Fire, I blaze, days in the main. Got a lot of purple, calling me Haze. And I sway like 45 shade. Just get money, Junior Mafia say. Made a deal on the block, got paid. Deals with the rock stars, got made. No, not a slave, do my own thing. Switch colors of my clothes like a mood ring. Rock for the people, not for the label. Like tissue, money on the table. Straw hat, tilt with an angle. Ribbon that match, down to the ankles. Stop with the fables, cause they ain't true. Let's get money like time when the cable do. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud, no ice grill with a Colgate smile. Ask if I care, I be like nah. Keep a chick heels in the air like clouds. They be like wow, how'd he get that? Cause I move a pound of the loud for a stack. You can talk slick, but ain't got ish. Lame in the game, ain't got no friends. Don't try to play me for a clown. You would get punched right straight in the mouth. Born up north, raised down south. Where them boys pull things, let them air out. In case town, yes it goes down. It could be late or daybreak now. Even up top, them things get popped. So I get in, get out, and don't stop. No, not a pump, but far from a dum-dum. Even in a parked car, you can get pum-pum. Thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud, I get in, get up and get down. Party with friends in a penthouse house. That's how it is, or you can get out. Hands in the air, body rocking, bobbing, weaving, like you're boxing. Just for the evening, don't be a heathen. Look around, tricks for the treating. Like Halloween, St. Patty Green, Christmas wishes, New Year's Eve. This be an anthem for a dancer. Body enhancement, moving master. Dance floor, no place to park. Baby got back and placed it on the golden zip like Poland strip. Private dancing, I had to sit. So remarkable and rhetorical, overcomes all of the obstacles that he faced in a ratty race. Never disgraced, but so complacent. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking.
Thank you. Well, this is something I know to be true, and not just something that I've seen. Well, this is the story to God believe the glory. It's called The Preacher and the Dope Fiend. Now, the fiend was out in the neighborhood, just doing what most fiends do. He was catching him a hustler, buying himself a beer, and asked him to buy him one too. Trying to hustle up some change, they get him a blast, stopping everybody in front of the store. And no matter what you gave me, just want enough. He was always asking for more. Well, one day, he stopped the preacher and said, "Sir, can you spare me a dime?" And the preacher said, "Son, I'd give you a dollar if you come to my church one time." And the fiend said, "Sir, I would love to go, it's just I don't have no way." But the preacher said, "Son, no problem at all, just tell the reverend where you stay." And he gave him some clothes and he dressed him up, and every Sunday he gave him a ride. And this week he got a dollar, the next he got two, and by the third he was up to five. And now the preacher was happy, he was winning the soul, so he continued to show him some love. But the hustler, he was a real smooth brother, now he getting nothing but dubs. He said, "Preacher, man, I just love the fish, let's slip off and run down to the creek." And the preacher said, "You know we got revival now, but we can go for a show next week." And after church, all week long, the fiend had plenty of dope. So when it was time for them to go fishing, he was ready to go. Now the preacher had supplied all of the rods and all of the bait. And no need to question the fiend's money, we all know it's fake. And while they was out on the boat, the rev had the fiend's attention. And he figured that this would be the perfect time to try to get him to listen. The rev said, "Son, I've been down that same road you're on. And I'll do the same thing every week until all my money was gone. I had to repent and ask God to change my ways." And the fiend said, "Man, that was a long time ago. It had to be way back in the days. This stuff that they got now, man, it keeps you coming back." He said, "Rev, look at here. Have you ever tried crack?" And the preacher man said, "No, but to my God, that is nothing." So the fiend said, "Well, looky here, let me show you something." He reached down in his pocket and he pulled out his stem. Then he pulled out enough crack for both of them. He said, "If God is as strong as you claim him to be, smoke some of this and get him to set both of us free." Now the preacher felt intimidated, cause the fiend had called him out. Reached out and grabbed that stem, and he put it in his mouth, and he hit it hard, just to show the fiend he did inhale. And by the time that he blew out that smoke, the rev was high as hell. And the fiend was impressed, but it was something that he didn't like. He didn't have enough to get both of them all through the night. Now that they done quit fishing and they was headed home, and the preacher, he stayed over there until all that dope was gone. So he looked at the fiend and said, "I told you that it wouldn't hurt. Now when Sunday comes around, my son, will I see you in church?" And the fiend, he said, "Yes, as long as I can get my dove. Who else there at your church is going to show me that kind of love?" And no, later that week, the reverend stopped by again. And the fiend said, "Man, we got church tonight." He said, "Nope, I want something for 10. And the fiend said, "Well, these boys right here, they don't like selling dimes." But the rev said, "Only just want a taste. I want to feel it just one more time." So the fiend hooked him up after he pinched around, and he pinched him off some crumbs. And just like that, the rev shook his head like, "Boy, you must think I'm dumb." He smoked what he had, and that was that. And pretty soon, he was on his way. And if you thought that he was gone, he came back the very next day. But this time the reverend, he had some money, a bunch of ones, fives, and tens. And the fiend's eyes started gleaming and started scheming. He invited over all his friends. Now the reverend didn't like that the fiend came overhead, cause it wouldn't be good if the pastor they committed found out. And for months, they did a thing. They just smoked out of style. And until he realized he had a conscience, and guilt set in after a while. The fiend decided that he'd had enough, so he dropped to his knees and prayed. And he cried and he prayed and he prayed and he cried and asked the Lord to take that sickness away. The through the confessions of his mouth and a sincere heart, the Father answered his prayer. And just like it started, he had now departed. That desire was no longer there. But the rev kept slipping and doing his thing, and he figured he'd never get caught. And when he got busted, never again to be trusted, he figured it was all the fiend's fault. Now check this out, the totally switch. The ex-fiend is not preaching the word, and the rev is still smoking. And I'm not joking. It's a true story, not just something that I've heard.
So the music goes out at 35.
It'll be, yeah. If I get it right.
Maybe now I got the flow, 'cause I knew it from the start. Maybe when you broke my heart, that I had to call my name and show you that I'd win.
You're
not for me. All those times I said that I loved you.
You're
not for me. Yes, I tried, yes, I
tried. You're
not for me. Even though you knew I'd die for you. Yes, I cry, yes, I cry.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Chana, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. And for anybody who didn't hear that last track, that was my sister, my big sister, Miss Alicia Tyler. We call her Lovely Heart. And that is true. Sometimes we have to encourage ourselves. And hopefully somebody needs to hear that tonight. I know I did. And it's necessary. We have to take the time out for that self-care, that self-love. And, you know, I'm always dropping jewels and nuggets every single week. And I try to give you, like I say, in the best words of Anita Baker, give you the best that I got. As far as the different things, as I learn and I grow, I try my best to give to you guys. And if you can use it, use it. If you can't, toss it. I won't be offended. So with that being said, I really believe in my heart that you have to take time out to love yourself. And you guys have heard me talk about self-care, self-love, you know, and also learning from those learned behaviors. Sometimes those learned behaviors are toxic for us. Sometimes we attract some negative behaviors because of the learned behaviors, and we don't realize it. Sometimes we attract, like to break it down from a spiritual aspect, sometimes we attract those spirits that aren't good for us, you know, and we don't realize it because of comfort. And I've been there before with the comfort zones. Like I say, I don't mind being transparent with you guys because I think transparency is key. And it's also part of your strengths too. You know, those that transparency is a vulnerability, but I also look at your vulnerabilities as your strengths. Like, do not allow anybody to hold you hostage in any capacity of your life. And when you stop allowing people to hold you hostage, you will see that, just like the African proverb, if there's no enemy within, and that's the inner conversation, that angel and that devil, the enemy outside can do you no harm. And I really believe in that. That proverb is amazing. And it's so true. So taking time out to evaluate you, look at you, check yourself in your mirror, that metaphoric mirror, and looking at different things that you want to work on. None of us won't ever, ever, ever be perfect. But I really believe we're perfect in God's eyes because he made us the way he wants us to be. And he already knew we were going to. There are going to be times we're going to fail. There are going to be times we're going to do good. There are times we're going to do bad. But just keep being a better version of yourself. And I'll do my best for and to you. And anything I say, please pray about it, you know, and see what's for you. I'm always giving you food for thought. This is just the meal that I give you on Tuesday night. If it is something that you can use and utilize that food, eat that. If you can't, toss that, because everybody don't eat Brussels sprouts. So if I gave you some Brussels sprouts, don't keep it. If I gave you a juicy steak that you enjoy, take that. If it can help you, and right now what I'm saying to you, it might not register today, but it could register later. Just remember that. And so what I'm going to do right now is open up the open mic lines for anybody who feels the need to perform. You want to get on, do your thing, and we just go from there. So I got Miss Faye on the line. What's up, Faye?
Hey.
Hey.
You know something you were saying? Hey, how you doing? You know something I want to tell people? You know what? It's okay to be vulnerable.
Indeed.
It's okay to be soft. A lot of people don't think that it's okay, or they are afraid to be soft. It's okay.
Okay.
But and earlier I was saying, you know, that somebody said something about survive. And I had said I had wrote that. So I'm gonna read y'all right that. I'm gonna read that right now.
Okay.
On those quiet nights, not the moon ones, the quiet ones. What do you think of? All you hear is the hum of the fridge, the tick of the clock. You probably figured out I'm having one of those nights. What's on my mind is what I write. I write from a place of pain because that's what makes me feel alive. No pretty metaphors, no big words, just a scared little girl who's still afraid. I can't take praise or accolades. Don't know where to put that inside of me. Then I think about the people who changed me, helped me to break free. They were writers. They called me a runaway. They didn't know what was next. I wrote a poem a long time ago. Let me try. It can't be any worse than what I'm feeling now. Some said it was good, but your writing is on the surface. I want to see you. You want to see me? I don't even see me. Taking a chance, I looked. Picked up my pen. Or wrote until my tears were blood. My fingers bled. It was a release. Now when I hurt, I write. In pain, I write. Even in love, I just write. Not on the surface, I go inside. Writing from a place of where I can feel. Still a scared little girl, just in this grown woman's body. I will always write raw and bare my flesh. That's what's real. Sharing pieces of me. Parts of my mind. Why I write? Because I can't hold it inside. I want the world to know me. I write just to survive.
Thank you, Lay. That was a powerful piece, man. Yeah, because we do need to survive. It is necessary. And it does take those things for you to not quit and keep right on moving and choose to survive. So I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Anytime.
You know what I mean? You go back and you relive stuff and you think about things and the stuff that happened brought you to this place.
Mm-hmm.
And when you I'm 48, so when you 48 and just everything feels like it's missing, but then you go back and read some of the stuff that you wrote, and then you're like, wow, that's me.
Uh-huh.
I did that.
Yeah. You get to see your growth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was feeling that night.
Uh-huh.
That's what
I was
feeling.
Yeah. You see that you grew. You're that butterfly you just talked about earlier when you did the first piece. Like, you're evolving, you're growing, and you're allowing yourself to grow. Some people won't even allow themselves to grow. Some people stay stagnant and comfortable in their own, like, that own little box. But I don't believe that that's what God wants us in. He doesn't want us to be place ourselves in a box.
Nobody needs to do that.
Uh-huh.
And the one thing you don't need to do is think in that box, because that's
and
not
you better
life
say that.
Is. Life is not
no,
in that box.
You better say that.
Don't think in that box.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you a story.
What's up?
All right. I was 20 something. I was living in Florida. Never told nobody this before. And my lights was gonna get shut off, right?
Uh-huh.
And I had $10. But I was living in this house and it had a backyard, it was fenced in. And I called the light company and they told me they couldn't help me, I need to pay the bill or whatever. But I had that $10. And I sat in my kitchen and I put my head down and I thought to myself, what would my mother do? Right? That's what I thought to myself. So I had that $10 and my light bill was $110. But I had that $10 and I put my head on that table and then, you know, that light bulb went off. And I thought about that fence, that my backyard was fenced in. And that's where the thing was to shut my lights off. And when that light bulb went off, I said, I got this $10. You know what I could do? I could buy a lock for my fence. And then they can't get in to turn my lights off. And that's what my mother would have did. Yeah, and that's what I did. And I had got another week. They sent me a letter saying, you got to take that lock off the fence. But by then, I had paid the light bill. How about that? You got to think outside the box.
Wow.
They wasn't getting my life that. Not my kids in there. Uh-uh.
No, that's right.
Nope. You're not going to turn the lights out on my kids. Nope. Sorry. Think outside the box. And you know something else? Sometimes we think that, like, our parents were so wrong. But then when you get to be over 30, you realize that they were right.
You're right about that.
Like when I was a teenager, my mother never wanted no kids around, right? And I was thinking to myself, what's wrong with her? You know, because I love kids. So I'm thinking to myself, what's wrong with her? And now, like I said, I'm 48, and I live by myself, and I love it, and I love my grandkids, don't get me wrong, but I love them $5 at a time. On the day
I never heard that before.
The,
you said you love them $5 at a time.
No, I'm saying when they come over, I love them, but then when they go home with their parents, I love them still, you know? Yeah, I don't need a whole lot of kids around.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that was gangster. I had never heard it before. I had to use it.
Look, I love them all the time, but when they come over, like one weekend, I had my granddaughter, and this is the one that tell me what to do. She's 7. And she said, I was in her room one day, and we was playing video games. She loved video games. And she said, Grandma, this is my room. You got to do what I say. So you know SpongeBob, right?
Mm-hmm.
We were playing the SpongeBob game, and I wanted to be Sandy. She said, "No, Grandma, you gotta be Patrick." I said, "I want to be Sandy." She said, "Grandma, this is my room."
Wow.
And that's the same one that came over that weekend, and I do whatever she said. I ain't gonna lie, I do whatever she tells me to do. And I had it that weekend, and my son said, "You ready for me to come pick up?" I said, "Yes, please come get her." That little thing right there, I had to take a nap after she left.
Dang. She wore you
she
out.
Tell me what to do. Yes. I had to take a nap. I love her. I love her to pieces. I love all, well, I got another one on the way coming next month. But I got 7 grandkids. Yeah.
Wow.
My daughter, big and pregnant now.
Congratulations,
I got 7 grandkids. But you know what?
And love is on the way. Real love is on the way.
It is.
Oh, yeah. I believe it.
It's coming tomorrow.
You better say, oh, sure. Dang.
It's coming. I'm putting it out there in the universe.
I know, that's right. Speaking of mine, too. Go ahead now. Mine coming tomorrow, too.
It's coming. And everything before that was their loss.
I know that's right. Indeed.
But, you know, I did want to give a shout out.
Uh-huh.
Everybody, I just want to say everybody needs counseling. Because you have to, I don't know why it is, but for some reason everybody has to survive their childhood. So you carry all of that with you. But there's a company, Britain Counseling Services, and I told them about you. I told them you're a counselor, motivational speaker. I talk about you all the time.
God bless you, girl. Thank you. Anybody who needs, I'm glad you just said that. I will be doing life coaching workshops in any city that wants me, and also individuals. So if you want individuals, we can work it out. Yeah, so we can do individual sessions. Let me know. We can schedule it. And also I'll be doing group sessions for anybody who wants it. That's male, female, doesn't matter. Just let me know. But you guys link up with me and I'll give you my information and we'll go from there. But for anybody who wants to link up with me, please hit me up. Hit me up on affirmationofchange@gmail.com. And that's again affirmationofchange@gmail.com. That's my life coaching business. But you hit me up on Facebook, and we'll go from there. I am a certified life coach.
And you are me. How about
Thank
that?
Thank you.
Because you know what you always say? You always say, if you could take it, like you said,
if you can use it,
you know, sometimes people don't like Brussels sprouts. If you can use it, use it. If you can't use it, but people can use it. If they just accept it, they can use something.
You better say that.
It's going to move you. And you don't know where it's going to come from, but somebody's going to say something that changes your life.
Amen. And you're right about that. You know, and I listen to other people who can help me, you know, so I'm listening to them. I'm evaluating my experiences because I'm not just going off of what I know, because I'm looking for people who know more than I know, you know?
Because
and
you know what? Even doctors go to the doctor.
Exactly. I got to. I got to go to somebody else who knows something I don't know.
Even therapists have therapists.
Exactly. I got to, excuse me, I look at like Les Brown, T. Jakes. I'm watching all those different things. I don't have a counselor, but I talk to like fellow counselors. We just make conversation. We talk and we connect. I don't have a, you know, like a therapist or anything like that or whatever, but I listen to people who do what I do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Who have been doing this longer than me, who I'm inspired by. Like, I'm inspired by Les Brown, T.D. Jakes, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of different people that I listen to who inspire me to be a better version of me and learn more. I read books. I'm constantly, like, I'm listening to my Audible books on a regular basis. I listen to self-help stuff. I'm constantly reading, researching, because I want to learn about things. I want to learn more about life. You know what I'm saying? Self-help, self-care, those things that I failed to do at a point in time in my life, because for the longest time, I felt the need to take care of everybody else but me.
Right, but you know what? If you're not growing, you're dying.
You're just existing. I agree.
If you're not growing, you're dying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and another thing, too, I want to add to that, and I appreciate this conversation we're having tonight, lady. We can't live vicariously through other people. We can't live through somebody. It's too stressful. Like if you're in a relationship with someone, or even family, friends, whatever, you connect to somebody, I can't live through you. That's too much pressure on you. I can't love through you. I can't feel through you. I can't have peace through you. That's too much pressure on the other person. And then it creates an unrealistic expectation that is going to fail you on a regular basis. It's kind of like you get into a relationship and you automatically think that that person is going to give you the peace, the joy, make you feel safe from all the pain and everything that you went through, and be your knight in shining armor, or be the queen, or whatever it is that you were looking for because of what happened to you. Like you were talking about childhood trauma. It could be relationship trauma. Expecting that other person to fix everything that's broken when you have to fix that within. That's too stressful, you know what I'm saying, on the other person. And it's too stressful.
You know what
on...
I tell people?
Go ahead, talk to me.
I'm sorry for cutting you off.
Are
I
you
tell
good?
People, well, people say relationships are 50-50, but they're not. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't need 50% of a person.
Thank you.
100-100.
You better say that.
Bring me
a complete individual.
If you can't bring me 100, then we can't have nothing.
Mhm. I agree with that. That's an imperfect, complete individual. But they are going to be imperfect.
They could be imperfect, and that's fine.
They're going to be imperfect, but that you want them to be complete within, because you don't want to have to keep pouring into their cup, and you're pouring out of your cup to make sure their cup is full, and then you don't have anything. You can't even survive. Just like being in the desert, and you keep giving him the water that you need to survive, but you really need to survive too.
Don't get me to cry.
I'm saying it's the truth though, because we've done it. Like, I've been there, done that. I've literally, like, I wrote a poem with my homegirl Monica Day, and I wrote in the poem, like, one of my lines that I wrote was, "I dimmed my light so that you would shine. I lost myself in us and my peace of mind for the sake of contentment." Do you realize? Like, I realized when I wrote that, I didn't see it. But at this moment, I see it. Because what I was saying
that's so powerful, though.
Yes. But I realized,
that's
like, I dimmed my light so that person could shine. Like, my ex could shine. And I lost myself in us and my peace of mind for the sake of contentment. Are you serious? And I looked at the fact that I was me being the sacrificial lamb that I thought I always had to be to make sure we were good. If I make the sacrifice, we'll be good. No, actually, the sacrifice that I'm making is not even being seen. It's not even being respected. You know?
You know what? I remember early I said when I came up with the Survive, this is another piece I wrote. You know what? It's called Amazing to Me. Because I wrote this other piece called Amazing to You. And I wanted to be amazing to other people. And then I realized that I got to be amazing to me.
You better say that.
I can't be amazing to nobody else. I got to be amazing to me.
That's right. That's the only way you're going to be able to be recognized as amazing to yourself. Like, I look at when people say, like, I'll use me for an example. When people say, you know, like, China, I love your spirit. I love different things about, like, different qualities they might say about me. But I had to learn to do that for myself. Like, love me. I saw how God loves me outside of how man could give you the conditional love. But I saw his unconditional love to be able to give that back to myself and to other people. You see what I'm saying? Like, you have the people who judge you based off your past, your conversation,
your present,
yep, in the moment, or whatever, your relationship, blah, 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 what you want, or whatever. But I had to learn to love me the way, you know, like how God's loving me. He's showing me love daily. And if it's actually a freeing love to be able to give that back to other people, that agape love. And most people don't know how to do it because a lot of people spend more time wanting you to love, like keep demanding you to love them, love you the way they love themselves, but they don't even love themselves enough to they're asking for something they don't know how to do because they haven't even done it for themselves yet.
Huh. You know what? When you get out of that depression, when you get out of that situation.
Indeed.
When it all comes together.
Right.
And then on top of that, like, if I see a beautiful woman, I'm complimenting her. I'm complimenting that queen.
I promise you.
Because you know what? The only thing I'm going to do, even as the sun shines and rises, the only thing I'm going to do is try to shine brighter. I'm going to try to shine brighter. That's it.
Indeed. I agree with you.
We can all shine.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Exactly. There's enough out here for everybody.
Exactly.
And nobody don't have the same words. Nobody has the same spirit. But everybody can learn from everybody.
Mm-hmm. If you allow
That little granddaughter I got, this is the most... She is her daddy, okay? She is my son. But how can you be so... Like, she do video games. She beat his friends at video games. Okay, they come over to challenge her. But then she's so prissy. She's just so prissy with her little dresses and everything. But she do UFC and everything else. She's a mess. I love that little girl.
Oh wow.
She is the most.
She sounds like she reminds you of yourself a little bit.
She is me.
I felt it.
She is me. That's me right there walking around. That's what I'm leaving for the world. I'm leaving these words that I wrote down and her. Uh-huh. I'm leaving that for the world. Take that? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You better take it and run with it because she is amazing. That's Melanie.
Please go to... Oh, yes. That's a beautiful name. Please go to www.createspace.com and start writing your book. If you need help, call me. You got my phone number.
My book is on YouTube. I mean, my book is on Amazon.
Your book is on Amazon?
Both of them.
What?
Revelation and Verses.
What you talking about, Willis?
Yeah.
I should have been at your book. Too. Okay, hold on. So, hold on. What's the name of your book?
Verses and Revelations.
By Nophalia?
Nophalia Thompson.
All right. So, yeah. I feel some type of way right now. You didn't tell nobody?
I didn't.
No, you didn't?
I even sold 10 copies. And 5 of them wasn't even family.
Revelations, Nophalia Thompson. Okay.
And Verses.
I'm going ahead and add
verses
that to my card.
Verses right. Through me.
Okay. I'm adding that in verses through me.
Verses through me. I hope you guys, we got some callers
on the line right now, too. You didn't even know people were being heard, did you?
No, I didn't.
Ha ha. Won't he do
it? I got something else for y'all. Y'all
want to
hear
this? Oh, yeah. Go ahead and hit us with one more, and I'm going to go ahead and put everybody else on. All right.
This is a piece of, this is close to my heart right here. I don't write. I bleed. I bleed through my pen. For the pain, for the skin that I'm in. I reveal my life through my words. I write my truth. I go inside and write for the little girl who was never heard. I bleed for her. It is she who my words serve. I stay inside and write for the young woman never given a choice. Took too many years to gain her voice. I bleed for her. Her voice is sound. To some, it astounds. I bleed for the woman within. She loves deep. She loves him. To give him up, she can't begin. I don't write. I bleed through my pen. The words pour through my skin. I lay naked so you can witness my sin. I don't write. I bleed. I bleed through my pen.
You better get it, shawty.
That's so healing.
Exactly.
Everybody, pick up your pen and put it on paper. And when, once you put it on paper, it's out.
There you go.
It's raw and it's real. As long as it's raw and real,
mm-hmm.
then people are going to receive it.
Exactly. And leave it be. I'm proud of you. Got two books and ain't tell nobody about nothing.
No, I didn't.
Why not?
That scared little girl.
Mm-hmm. And how long has this book been out?
Since 2015.
Who?
2015. The first
2015?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'm about to get both of these books. I just want to let you know that.
Thank you.
And I really believe, like, I know you might not have thought about this, but if you want to, I think it will be cool for you to have an Audible book because you have the voice, lady.
You know something? Everybody keeps saying that.
And everybody tells me that, too.
I hate my mm-hmm. voice.
Girl, bye. I'm gonna rebuke what you just said in the name of Jesus. But you have a
over the loudspeaker.
Well, I thought the same thing about myself, and I still can't hear what other people say, but I hear a lot of people tell me that my voice is, you know, saying like it keeps people engaged. They like hearing my voice on the radio or when I'm performing. And I'm thankful for that. I can't hear what other people can hear, but I'm thankful for that.
Right.
If I can do that.
Yeah, I don't hear it. I don't.
If
I'm sounding like me to me.
Right, but that's a good thing. I feel the same way. Like, I can't hear what everybody else can say, hear, and they're saying, but I receive it. So if it is what is needed and it's what's called for, I'm going
to
do it. Still can't hear it. I can't hear what people say. Like, oh, you have a radio show for
it. I don't hear it.
Right, but
like this is my
compliment to you. You know,
thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, you do have it, and like I say, I can hear. I would like to personally, because I listen to Audibles, so I would like to personally hear like your book from an Audible. You never know. Like I want to do it myself, so I'm encouraging you, but I'm trying to encourage myself to do it too. You know, because my book is out, and I'm working on my next book. And
I've got it. I got your book from the library.
You said what now?
I got your book from the library a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm. I remember you telling me that. Thank you. Did you like it?
And I'm proud of you. Yes, I did.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Still a work in progress, lady.
I guess we're a work in progress until we're done, but I'm not done.
Oh, yeah, me either. I got work to do.
Everybody out there that's listening, y'all got work to do, too. How about that? Start doing your work. the time is.
Mm-hmm. Nobody, well, please stay on the line. Exactly.
Thank you, baby.
Anytime, please stay on the line. Everybody, Miss Nofelia Thompson in the building. Please check out her books on Amazon.com. And she has Verses Through Me and also Revelations by Nofelia Thompson. Appreciate you sharing with us tonight. And I hope that something she said tonight helps somebody. And we got Miss Angel on the line. What's up? What's up, Angel?
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing better because of what I just heard. Like, oh my God, she is like very, very powerful. Like, oh my God. And uh-huh. And then your conversation, like, I was just enjoying it. And I called as soon as I called, I heard her say, it's okay to be vulnerable. And from then on, I was hooked. I was like, because we were just talking about something like that today. Like, dang.
Exactly.
And it was just a lot of pinpoints. A lot of light bulbs, okay? Wink, wink. She said light bulbs.
Oh,
I was like, oh, shoot. Like, it's a lot of stuff that y'all said is, like, mad true and stuff that I've been thinking about and going through, and it's, like, real. Like, oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
But I just had to say that for a split second because that was good. Like, y'all should work together. That was good. Both of y'all should get together and do, like a podcast type thing. Like, that was really good, y'all. Like,
That's what we do up here, girl. When they call
like, that was really good, man.
We really vibe good. Off one another. Thank you, Letty.
Yes. I was loving it. But I was gonna sing a little like a love song. This is one of my favorite parts of it. Not nothing too big. It's a new artist is out now. Her name is Queen, and it's called Butterflies. And it goes like, I don't want to fall so fast, but I'm open. They always say that good things never last, and I know because I've been broken. I'm trying to protect my heart, but to make it is so hard. And I guess it's safe to say, you take my pain away. Oh, I just want to hold you all day long. Whenever I'm around you, nothing's wrong. I'm hoping that you'll always be alone. You got me on a high, I wanna come down, and I love it, I love it. This butterfly, I love it. I'm on a high, I love it, and I just wanna love on you. There it is.
Get it. Oh my God, I'm so proud of you.
Yeah. The whole song is really beautiful, but it's that part that fits me, I feel like fits me the most. And the last part as well, the last part, but I don't know if I should do that right now, but it's just, it hits me a lot. And it's a really touching song, but that's pretty much it.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you, lady. Please stay on the line. And we'd love to have you on the next round.
Okay.
All right, everybody. That was Miss Angel. And we got another call on the line. We got Miss Nikki. What's up? What's up, Nikki?
Hey, Jenna. How are you?
Doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing. Hanging in there.
You don't sound too good, lady.
It's been one of those weeks, but I'm hanging in there.
Well, I'm praying for you, girl. It's just Tuesday. We're going to pray it turns around.
Girl, it feels like Friday already.
Dang. I know you sound like the week was over already.
Yeah, it feels like Friday already. But I'm good. You know, I'm good. I have this poem. How's your week? I'm sorry. It totally slipped my mind about the show because, like I said, I mean, it's been so much going on this week. I forgot today was Tuesday. I really did. So,
are you all right?
Your week been going?
It's actually going pretty good. I can't complain.
That's good.
Oh, yeah.
And was that Miss Faye that I heard on the other end?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Miss Faye.
Got on the line for you.
Hey, Miss Faye, how are you?
Hey, Nikki, how are you?
I'm good. I'm hanging in there. It's been rough, but I'm hanging.
It's been rough all around.
I know.
It's rough for everybody. Living is hard.
Girl.
Nobody.
And they say dying is hard. They say dying is hard.
We don't want to die, but living is hard. But I don't want to go nowhere.
Yeah. How have you been?
Not too good, but I'm okay now. Missing y'all. I'm here. I got myself together, though.
We've been missing you, too.
And Angel, I love you. I heard what you said. I was listening.
You're on a line, Angel.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Angel.
Hi.
How you doing? Thank you.
I'm doing good. That was your poem was really, really beautiful.
Thank you.
The first one. It was really, really beautiful.
Your singing was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And Nikki is amazing.
Thank you.
Forget about the week you had. We here. A lot of people not here.
And you know what? That's so true. And that's what triggered my week off. You know, it made a year that my has been gone yesterday, and my week has been in total chaos. And it's like I said, today is just.
We have them weeks, we have those months, and sometimes it's a whole year. But as long as you get another one, as long as you get another moment, it all could change. But you know what I'm mad about? Y'all listening?
Yeah.
I didn't hit that Mega Million.
I know, right?
Or the Powerball.
But we still living.
Oh, you know,
That would have been just enough change to get me through.
That's
right. Yeah.
We still living. We got time.
I do want to say this, too. A lot of people that hit the Mega Million and Powerball don't live long. So we still living,
that's
okay?
That's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. People try to kill those people that hit the lottery. You got to be mindful. I ain't trying to make a whole lot of money if somebody try to kill me.
Right.
I still want to hit it though.
I know it wouldn't hurt.
It sure wouldn't.
I mean, I understand, but I want to live.
All of it. I want to.
Okay.
Sure. Just let me hit $1 million and don't nobody know nothing about it. You know?
Right.
Can I be anonymous? Can a sister be anonymous?
Exactly.
If I could be anonymous, I wouldn't mind.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be anonymous and then never like, oh my God, I ain't seen China in a minute. Like, oh, she on a vacation. She'll be back. I'll be right back on the show. We have no idea.
Right. But Miss Faye, I have I heard what the last conversation was talking about you. Your love is coming tomorrow. Well, I got a poem for you.
I can't wait to hear it.
Okay. You ready, China? China. Okay.
Oh, I say yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Hey, it's called Old Love, No Love, New Love. Love is a four-letter word that changes its meaning from year to year, from person to person. One smile, one tear. To love is to grow, learning the person you want to get to know. Old love had the effects of pain and rage, so much so that it was the end of that phase for some to face, because some folks out here try to get all up in your head space. Then comes new love, strong, bold, standing tall. Who knew one day it would come down to 2,502 miles and a phone call. The love I have today, the foundation, with new love, God won't let it go wrong. My new love is my everlasting love. He gives me butterflies. See, what I had wasn't real love, because real love always remains new love and never has to change to be old love with no love. That's it.
All right, all right, all right. I'm scared of you, lady.
Yeah, I was sitting here listening to y'all talking about it's coming tomorrow. Yeah, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. You know, I speak life into it.
Indeed. You gotta speak life into it. Everybody's speaking life into new love. Better go ahead.
Okay.
New love, okay. Healthy love, all that good stuff.
Yeah. And trust me, I mean, don't think it's easy. It's not easy, but at the same time, I mean, it feels good when, you know, you're working together.
Indeed.
You're on the same page, you know. It feels good.
Mm-hmm. Well, I ain't got that level yet, but I believe he's coming to work on that level with me.
Okay.
Indeed. Yeah, but right now I ain't worried about it because I believe God is, he already in control of it.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah, I just want to let y'all know. Thank you so much, Ms. Nikki. We have a sermon on the line, quick sermon online, you guys. So please stay online, Ms. Nikki. All right, we got Bishop Hill online. What's up, what's up? DMX of Poetry. What you got, Bishop Hill?
Bishop Hill, okay. Hey, look, man, I was just sitting here listening to everybody, man. We all go through stuff, man. But as always, I just try to tell everybody to stay positive. Your boy go through a lot too, man. But guess what? Somebody else got it a whole lot worse than you do. So if you stay positive, keep your head up. Thank God that you are where you at. And you know what I mean? Things going to come at all of us, man. Things going to come at all of us from all different angles. It's just, you know what I mean? Just stay positive. And that's the only thing we can do. And I tell everybody that, man. Keep your head up. And yo, now that little singing girl with the angel, you need a record deal. She was singing a few minutes ago. I was just sitting there listening to that, man. That little girl, I like that voice.
Right, Angel.
Angel. Angel.
I don't know.
Can you hear
Angel?
Me?
I don't know where she at.
It's okay.
We try to put her on.
It's okay. And it's like, somebody gonna let her know it. I heard it. She was singing her butt off, and I like that.
Oh, yeah.
And I like that. But, like, and that's all. And I was just telling everybody, man, y'all keep your head up, man. Y'all just keep your head up. Stay positive, man. And believe me, we all go through stuff. But somebody else is doing worse than you are. So just thank God that
you ain't
are
never lost.
Where you are. I mean, so it could get worse. So.
Uh-huh.
And that was it. That's just it, man. That's the same thing I try to tell everybody all the time, man. Keep your head up. You got to. You're the only one that can.
That's right. Yeah. Can you say your favorite speech that you say before you get off the line?
I will not lose.
You better say that.
And that's just me, man. I will not lose. And if y'all feel that same way, you won't lose either.
I will not lose.
That's it, man. Y'all keep your head up,
name,
man.
In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Keep your head up. Keep pressing forward, guys. Y'all stay positive.
We appreciate that, Bishop.
Yeah, the Bishop, right.
Bishop Hill, a.k.a. DMX of Poetry, a.k.a. Carlos Hill in the building. All right, so what better way to close out the show with that? So with that being said, I'm going to close out the show just like this.
What God has for me, it is for me. Oh, what God has for me, it is for me. And I know without a doubt that He will bring me out. 'Cause what God has for me, it is for me. It is for me. It is for me. What God has for me, it is for me. And I know without a doubt that He will bring me out. 'Cause what God has for me, what God has for me, for me, it is for me. Oh, 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 it is for me.
Be blessed, everyone. I hope you guys continue to keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming. Stay focused. Whatever your dreams are, whether no one believes it but you, just know you are not alone. I believe in you, and I know, first and foremost, God believes in you. Tap into the best version of yourself as the best way you know how. Life is not perfect. We are not perfect. Do the best that you can with what you have. And if you fall, get up and keep going. Keep pushing. Until then, I'll see you guys at Illusions, November 24th. See you guys in the building. November 24th, doors open at 8 o'clock. Show starts 8:30 to 11 p.m. We had so much fun last weekend. This is a show you don't want to miss, man. This is Thanksgiving weekend, and we have a blast. And also, every Tuesday night, Lyrical Cypher Radio Show, this is your opportunity to share your talent, network, connect, inspire one another, and just grow if you allow it. I always ask you guys to continue to keep an open mind and just know that when I'm giving you inspirational nuggets, this is just my food for thought. So I hope you guys had a good time tonight. I know we had a lot of people who were inspired. Keep doing what you're doing, you guys. And I appreciate you guys the last 2 weeks just being patient with me, and we're back on track again. And just know there will be some days it won't always go the way you want it to, but just know it's all right. And it'll be okay. So, love you all. Peace and blessings. And y'all have a wonderful night.